Albayan Radio presents The Islamic Awakening, presented by Sheikh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. We continue and we are up to knowledge and the importance of knowledge in the Islamic awakening. Just like we spoke about in the previous lesson that we need to follow and adhere to the Quran and Sunnah, we finalize by saying a simple solution to it, to make sure that you are actually upon the Quran and Sunnah and its understanding, is to learn the Quran and Sunnah and to implement the Quran and Sunnah as understood by our companions, radiallahu anhum. So a person who doesn't have knowledge, this person will fall into many mistakes. Just imagine an individual who tries to say, I know that in the chemist there's medicine, and I know that I'm sick, and I know that the doctor, when the person is sick, prescribes medicine. And so I'm going to go to the chemist and I'm going to find, inshallah, a medicine and I'll be okay. I'll cure myself, inshallah. I'll be able to prescribe for myself what I need, how much I need, and how long I need to take it for, and inshallah, I'll be fine. No one would look at this person as a sane individual, as a person who has upright thought and upright understanding of what medicine is and how life works, nor that this person has even a care for himself. But on the same token, we have, subhanAllah, how many people that do the exact same when it comes to their religion. They say, oh look, I know that we need to find evidences from the Quran and Sunnah, and I'm a person who has this particular problem, so I'm going to go and try and find a solution to it. Or I'm going to try and find a sheikh that gives me the answer that I want, on YouTube or whatever it may be, in order for me to implement my religion. And that person, they don't know what they're looking for, they don't know what right from wrong is, they don't know how to understand the text, etc. And they just go and they pick what they want and they try and implement it. How, subhanAllah, dangerous is this, but how much do people belittle it? And this is from the unfortunate realities that we have today, where people do not learn their religion. And there's something in Arabic called jahl, ignorance. But then there's something worse than that. It's called jahl murakkab. Jahl murakkab is when a person thinks that they know, but they don't know. Jahl by itself is that a person doesn't know. That's what jahl is. Jahl murakkab is when a person believes that they know, but they don't know. Example, you tell a person, what does 1 plus 1 equal? And he says, look, I never studied, I actually don't know. That's called jahl, basit. It's simple, that's not a problem. But the musibah, the catastrophe is, when you tell a person, what's 1 plus 1? And they say, it's 3. You say, no, hold on a second. What do you mean it's 3? They say, yep, wallahi, it's 3. You say, Ammi, 1 plus 1 equals 2. They say, excuse me, you're wrong. Uqsimu billah, I know exactly what I'm talking about. 1 plus 1 equals 3. You say to this person, Jazakallahu khairan wa shafakallahu azza wa jal, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Otherwise, you're going to be going back and forth with this person who believes that he's right with full certainty, but he knows, or he should know, that others know, that between him and the truth is like the North and the South Pole. So these people you can't discuss with. What was their issue that they thought they knew when they knew not? And this is the problem with many Muslims today, that there are some who say, I don't know. If you ask them an Islamic question, they say, I don't know. And that's not a problem to say, I don't know. This is actually part of alam, that if you don't know, you say, Allahu alam. This is part of alam, it's part of deen, it's part of taqwa. But what happens a lot of the time, for whatever reason, it could be pride, it could be not wanting to look silly in front of people, it could be trying to uphold a reputation. There are many reasons. All of them go back to preferring others over how Allah Azza wa Jalla looks at you. It all goes back to that, where they reply even if it's wrong. And they try and find some sort of justification for what they say by using like a general verse or a general hadith or a general Islamic principle, when there are other things that are specific that go directly against it and bring out the proper and correct understanding. But they have the jur'ah. They are able to. They don't have that fear. They just, as long as they speak, does not matter what the consequences are. They have that jur'ah to simply talk without knowledge. And this is from the most dangerous things. And Allah Azza wa Jalla warns us in the Quran that do not wag your tongues to say this is halal and this is haram, to make lies against Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that the qadi, the judge, who's meant to be on a high level because this person had knowledge, that's how he became a judge in the first place. If he rules without knowledge, then he's in the hellfire. Imagine a person who's on the high level, he's got knowledge. That's why he's in that position. But he ruled without knowledge, then this is a person who hasn't beloved the hellfire. How about a person who's a layman who hasn't studied Islam? They run an Arabic language. They haven't studied the Quran. They run an usul, how to derive rulings from the Quran. They run the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They haven't studied fiqh. They just haven't studied. But then they give rulings on Islam and they give fatawa and they say what's Islamically right and wrong, and they have no knowledge, subhanAllah, themselves. We need to be very, 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 very careful regarding this. And we need to not fool ourselves into thinking that just because I have a following, just because I have a reputation, just because people like my comments on social media, that's enough. No. I need to always look at what does Allah Azza wa Jal himself want from me? What does Allah require from me? And when Allah wants knowledge from me to talk about the religion, how much do I need? We'll talk about some of the points regarding knowledge in the next lesson, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.